I want to just talk quickly on one thought, and this is the thought. Sometimes we have to tell our feelings how to feel. Like, we don't have to succumb or be dictated by our feelings, because here's the thing. Our feelings will oftentimes contradict our faith, right? So I feel like I'm never going to get well. On the opposite side, there's faith that says, by his stripes, I'm healed, right? Or I feel like I'm not going to have enough. By faith, it says God will provide all that you need. You see, there are times where we allow our circumstances to dictate how we're feeling, and then we allow our feelings to dictate how we operate instead of allowing our faith to dictate our feelings. And so the message today is this: you have the power, you have the authority to tell your feelings how to feel. And I just want to read a passage in Psalms. David, you know, went through that. He had to tell himself how to feel, because he didn't hide the fact that he was going through hard times. He didn't hide the fact that he was down and depressed, but he had to tell himself how to feel. He had to rely on his faith instead of his feelings. So Psalms 13 says, "O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eye, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, 'We have defeated him.' Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." See, David, as he was praying, was like, "Lord, what about me? Don't you see me? How long am I going to have to go through this? How long? How long? How long? How long?" But then in the next breath, he said, "But I trust in your unfailing love." So he acknowledged, like, this is how I'm feeling, but I'm going to believe by faith in your unfailing love. It says, "I will rejoice because you have rescued me." He's speaking by faith prophetically over his life that, you know what, I'm going to rejoice because even though I'm not rescued right now, you will rescue me. And he says, "I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." The way to counteract our negative feelings and not allow them to control us is by speaking things out in faith, by speaking the word of God over our lives. We don't have to act on and live through how we're feeling, especially if it contradicts the word of God, especially if it allows us to doubt in our faith. So the message is simple, and it is: tell your feelings how to feel. Speak faith over your life. Don't allow your feelings to dictate how you act.